Welcome back to the second week of Words to Live By as we look at the book of James. And we're going to go through the book of James. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I know this, that it is a foundational book for us as believers to understand how to practically live out our faith. James wrote it to believers, and he's saying, hey, he starts with chapter one, which was last week. When you're walking through trouble, just realize you have a great opportunity. And we should embrace that opportunity. We have an opportunity for joy. We have an opportunity to grow in faith. We have an opportunity to get strong. That's what trouble is, an opportunity, and we should embrace it. And in the middle of that trouble, it can be really confusing on what the next step is, but we should ask God for wisdom, and he'll give it to us. The Bible clearly says this. In fact, in James chapter 1, it says that we should ask God for wisdom and he'll give it to us, but we got to keep asking and we shouldn't waver. And then he says that we've got to keep walking towards blessing. We have to walk towards blessing. He says, God blesses those who endure testing and temptation. In other words, when it's tough, we got to keep walking. And through that tough situation, keeping our eyes on what we know God has for us. And last week we ended the first half of James chapter 1 with what James wraps up. He says, hey, when you're dealing with trouble, listen, embrace the opportunities that come your way for joy and for faith and for strength. Ask God for wisdom. Keep on walking through the difficult situations. And then he says this interesting thing to me. He says, don't be misled. And then I'm paraphrasing. It's in verse 16 through 18, and you can read it. He says, don't be misled. God's good. God's good. And so this week, I want to look at, like, what's the next step? Like, if you're embracing the opportunity, even though it's a miserable opportunity because you're going through difficulty, if you're seeking God and asking him for wisdom, if you're continuing to walk through the testing and the trial, like, what's the next step? And so I'm beginning this message with where we left off with last. And so here's my first point. What's the next step? You have to know that God is good. Don't be misled. Know that God is good. That's number one. Know that God is good. He says, don't be misled. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father. Like, God gives us good things. Who created all the lights in heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose, look, and this is where it gets really interesting in verse 18. He says, he chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, become his prized possession. We become God's prized possession. People are God's prized possession. So if you're walking through difficulty and trial, and you're like, man, I know I got to keep on going. I know this is an opportunity to grow. I know that God's with me. I'm seeking him. He's going to show me the way. I know that God's good. What are the practical things that you can do? Well, this would be, I guess, point two, maybe point one. I don't know, however you want to put it. We have to view people correctly. I want you to see people correctly. I do. I can sniff out that scumbag contractor that ripped me off for, like, yeah, I'm glad you have discernment. But having discernment and viewing people correctly are two different things, because it clearly says, and we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. God views people through the lens of value and of grace. Do you? Do I? Do I view people correctly? It's convicting. It is so easy to go, well, they're this and they're that. Oh, but they're there. That's good. And those are bad. And it is so easy to view people through the lens of what they do. And listen to me, I understand that. And I'm not advocating for the dissolution of consequences in a society where sin is rampant and people do terrible things. I'm not advocating for that. What I'm wanting us to do is recognize that every person's life has value, and to God, they are a prized possession, and their brokenness and their sin and the sinful, terrible things they do, it's not good. God hates that. But humanity, He loves people. Do I see people correctly? I think it's so key that we look at what is written in Scripture. This is the Holy Spirit at work, and we out of all creation became His prized possession. God values us above every other thing in creation. He values us. He values people. Do I? And then this is where the rubber meets the road, because look at verse 19. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Say what? Yeah, I value people. Okay, I got a question for you. Are you quick to listen? Every opinionated person out there is like, yeah, if what they have to say is valid, if what they're doing is okay. Words to live by. My dad gave me some of the wisest words to live by. And it's scriptural where it says, you must be quick to listen. He said that. This is actually what he said, but it means be quick to listen. Growing up as a young man, he many, 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 many times looked at me and said, son, you need to learn when to shut up. Stuck with me. Wise words. We see Scripture telling us we need to be quick to listen. Here's the funny thing. You can't talk and listen at the same time. You ever been in a conversation where you're continually talking over each other? Not very productive, not very life-giving, not very valuing of the other person. I don't say that to be condemning. I say that because I understand. If I'm going to value people, if I'm going to see people correctly, I'm going to have to be quick to listen. That means I need to remain quiet and see what's going on inside of them. God values us enough and is aware, very aware, of how broken the world is and how broken and sinful many even Christians are. But you'll never get to the heart of somebody by simply beating them over the head with words. It comes to the place where you have to be willing to listen to what's going on inside of them. This is how we value people. I love the book of Psalms where David is lamenting to God. I love Jeremiah in the book of Lamentations where he's complaining to God, and God never rebukes them. Why? He's a great listener. And if I'm going to see people correctly, I'm going to have to become one.
Well, that's not my personality. I'm a strong-willed person. I've got opinions, and they're backed by Scripture.
Those are all good. It's not bad. Am I willing to value people enough to listen? Remember, this is the next step. Listen, I'm going through difficulties. I realize it's an opportunity for growth. I'm seeking God and asking for Him to show me what to do. I believe that He's good as I continue to walk through this. Well, here's a barometer check on where you are. How do you treat other people? Are you able to listen to them? It says, be quick to listen, slow to speak. Slow to speak. Do you have the answer always readily available? Perhaps we should listen, be quick to listen, but to speak, maybe we should be quiet more. Be slow to speak. Oh man, I just went blank on the reference. It's in Proverbs. It says, in an abundance of words, surely there's iniquity. That's sin. In an abundance of words. Be slow to speak and slow to get angry. Wow. And as a guy, like for men, like I don't cry. Can't get too happy. But anger seems to be an acceptable emotion. The Bible's clear. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. Then it goes on. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. In other words, why are you spouting off? Why are you allowing your emotions to take charge and be your driver? That's what anger is. Men, you become very, when you're angry, you're allowing your emotions to drive you. You become emotionally driven. Anybody that's angry, they're emotionally driven. But we're to be driven. What is our driver, our motivator, our inspiration is what God has spoken to us. But we, in listening to Him, first of all, have to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. And it's also how we deal with people. Do you value people? How do you view others? This is like practical. Like, do you talk a lot? Do you fail to listen? Do you get angry? You're missing the next step of growth and how to deal with difficult situations, because you are making you the source of solution. Man, I know what that's like. So that's, God is good. There's the next steps in walking through difficulties. God is good. We have to view people correctly. By the way, the quality of your life will be determined by the quality of relationships that you have in your life. You want a high quality of life? Listen to me. It's not to drive a better vehicle or live in a better home. You want a high quality of life? Have high quality relationships. And the only way you're going to do that is you become one who can listen to others like God listens to you. You can become one who is slow to speak. We get frustrated because God is so slow. But He's also wise and good. And slow to get angry. God's slow to get angry, am I? And then here's the third thing. We're called to live out God's word. To live it out. Look at verse 22. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law, into God's word to you, what He's spoken to you, into Scripture, and into the words that He's spoken to you that confirm Scripture. If you look into the perfect law that sets you free, and you do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Anytime I see if or then, like I'm like perked up when I read the Bible. It says, then God will bless you. Okay, where does that blessing come from? It comes from living out His word. If you say, yeah, God's word, I got it, I'm going to do it. And then you don't, then you forget. It's like you looked in a mirror and you walked away and you forgot what you looked like. That's dumb. Am I living out God's? What's the next step in spiritual growth? What's the next step in dealing with a broken world when we've encountered a God who brings wholeness? It's knowing that He's good. It's viewing other people correctly, just like God does. They have tremendous value, and He views us through the lens of grace. Thank God that He doesn't view me through the lens of every stupid thing I've said or done. Thank you, Lord, for that. Like, because He values and loves us. He doesn't want us to do those things. In fact, that's why the third thing is we are called to live out God's word. Don't be somebody who hears it and goes, yeah. Hear it on Sunday. Hear this message. And then walk away and do what you want to do. That's foolishness. But if you want blessings from God, do what He's spoken to you. Do it. May my next step be to know, God, You are good. God, You are good. God, I view people as You view them. The people that have done You wrong, are You able to extend forgiveness to them? Jesus forgave Judas who betrayed Him. Jesus forgave the soldiers that mocked him, beat him, tortured him, and nailed him to that cross. We're called to be like Jesus. Do I value people enough that I'm able to forgive those who've done me the most wrong, the horrific abuse, the lies, the betrayal, the cheating? Can you forgive them? And can you walk out God's word? This is how we walk in God's blessing. Oh, James, what an amazing, amazing book. This is the first chapter of James. Hey guys, if it's going through a tough time, embrace that opportunity. Keep seeking God. He's going to show you what to do. I know that trials and temptations are coming, but you got to walk through it. But don't be misled. In spite of all the hardship you're going through, God is good. Oh, and you're his prized possession. And so is everybody else. So you better view people through the lens of that person is God's favorite, and so am I. Oh, I need to actually live out God's word in my life. Not just talk about it. Not just put on a show. I need to walk it out. When we do that, God's blessing follows. James chapter 1 in a nutshell. Keep growing. Keep going. Keep trusting a good God. Value and give grace to the people around you. Extend forgiveness. It's hard, I know. And trust God's word. Put it in your heart. Walk it out with your feet, your hands, with your mouth. And so, Father, I just pray that we can be a people who trust you and love you. We know that your heart is to bless us. Help us to walk with integrity and honor and righteousness. Help us to turn from sin. Keep temptation far from us, God. Help us to be people who know you and love you and value others like you do. Lord, thank you for being good. May we walk in that. And if you're here and you're far from God and you need to turn to him, just pray with me. Say, dear God, I turn to you. I receive your forgiveness. I believe you know me. You love me. You call me your prized possession. And I surrender my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, listen, if God's done something in you today, let us know. Click on that link. Shoot an email, a Facebook message. It doesn't matter. Let us know what God's doing. As a pastor, I want to help you grow in your walk with him. I want to see a spiritual growth and foundation take place in you so that you can walk in what God's called you and created you to be. Look forward to hearing you. See you next week. God bless.